Welcome, everybody. This is Pam at the Paper Outpost, and this is the Paper Outpost podcast, The Joy of Junk Journals. We are hanging out in the craft room today. Sunny is snuggled into his little Betty Bye, and I am answering your crafty questions today from YouTube. Let's see what you've got going on. I love learning about what you guys are thinking about and what you guys are pondering in the world of junk journals, paper crafting, life of a crafter, and that kind of stuff. So here we go. Linda Hansen says, or asks, "Hi Pam, love your channel so much. What do you think about wax melts for junk journaling?" Yes, go for it, wax melts for junk journaling. I think they make really adorable seals on letters. And I think, well, let's see, what else could we use them for? I think I did a video on them. I think I compared using a crayon to the actual wax melt product. And you're not talking about wax seals. You're talking about, I think, you might be talking about like beeswax pellets and maybe encaustic techniques, which I have not really truly played with, but I think there's huge potential. And I do have a big bag of beadwax pellets because I got all excited about it one day and then I forgot about it. So thank you for reminding me of that. I'm going to put that back on my idea list right in front of my face so we can play with that and see what fun, cool things we can make with wax melts. I'm hoping I'm answering your question correctly, but I'm thinking that's what you might mean. Okay, Abigail Phoenix, the paper addict, asks, "Good morning, Pam and Sunbun and everyone. Quick question, can you toss fabric dyed with coffee, tea, or other things like paints into the dryer to get them dry? Or is it better to just let them air dry? Does it leave a mess inside the dryer? And if so, does it transfer to anything tossed in later?" I would not put it in the dryer and just air dry it. It won't take that long to dry. I know, I get it. I'm impatient too. But yeah, I wouldn't want to get that all over my dryer and then, put some clothes in there and end up with that all over. It's just going to be 10 times the amount of work. So there you go. Oh, here's a very long one. I see the words, "Don't get me wrong." I'm worried. Okay, what else does she say? Okay, do it in later. Okay, hope I was doing well. Edit, well, there you go. I'm just going to try and, I guess we already officially answered the question. Okay. I think I answered the question in that. Laura Olivo? "Pam, thank you for all your wonderful ideas. If you didn't blither, I would not smile along with you and answer you all the time." She's talking about my verbal diarrhea. Some people love it, some people don't. I'm okay with it all. I am certain you can hear me. Like when I said during this vid, "Pam, are you going to do the finger moosh or the finger smoosh?" Which you have explained to us in previous vids. I am here for all of it. Friendly ear scratches for Sunny and a wonderful happy day to the Paper Outpost Menagerie. Thank you. I think that's a self-answering question there. What was the question? I'm trying to find the question mark. I know there was one. Oh, smoosh. Yeah, I think she was just being rhetorical there. I think it was kind of cute. Cherry Berry, "Is something wrong? You don't sound your chipper chatter self. Have you been down lately?" I was tired. It happens. Maybe I didn't have my coffee. I think when you see Saturday's video, definitely you will see I've had my coffee. And nope, everything is dandy. Janie Anderson said, "Pam, will you do more steampunk journals?" Yes, I think I answered that already and I forgot to click it. But yes, I will. Della Whirl, "I'm just curious, how do you read..." Oh, I did that. What exactly is... Vonnie Green asks, "Hi, Vonnie. What exactly is in your spritz bottle, please?" Okay, I have two spritz bottles. I have a water bottle, which just has water in it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's it. I don't put glycerin. I don't put alcohol in it or anything. I just put straight water. And it doesn't seem to mold or go funky or anything like that, so it seems to be okay. If you're unclear or unsure, you could put a little splash of alcohol or something like that in there if you wanted to. The other spritz bottle I have has concentrated coffee dye, and it can go funky over time. I have added a little bit of alcohol sometimes to cut down on the funk, but I highly recommend you open up that one and give it the old look-see, smell-see before you start squirting it through your spritzer, because if it does grow a mold film, it will clog your spritzer and it'll be disaster pants. So I would recommend making your coffee dye spritzers in small quantities so that you can use them up and then make fresh stuff. Yeah. Or just make some in a bowl, use it up, and don't even have the spritzer. You can totally do that too. Lena Jepson said, where did you get that book from? It's a Swedish storybook. I have no idea at the moment because I don't know exactly which book you're referring to, but I know I had some children's books from other countries. And whenever, honestly, wherever I can find them, I in the thrift stores, online, from friends. I mean, it could have come from anywhere, but yes, absolutely love those books. Could have been donated to me. Gloria McAllister, Pam, did I just hear you say 5:30 to 9 a.m.? Oh my God, I don't even get up until after 10. I like to craft at night when there's nothing good to watch on TV. Before I know it, it's past my bedtime. There's no perfect time pick your favorite time to craft. When your hands feel the itch and they want to go play, that's the best time. Karen Vileda, what other veggies does Sunny like to eat? Red peppers. He does like red peppers, sweet peas, carrots, and, well, it's not a veggie, but apples. He does like those as well. In small quantity, but enough to clean the teeth. I think it really gives it that little scrubby shine. He's approaching 3, and his teeth have been good up till now, but we're going to go in for the serious dental look-see come his birthday, which is July 9th. And that's my trigger to have him taken in every year for a veterinary once over. But so far, he's been really healthy, and he hasn't really required anything other than, being neutered. Sorry, Sonny. But just getting his shots and stuff like that. So he's been A-okay. Let's see. Linda Sparks says, these are so cute. And that was how to make easy paper flowers video. These are so cute and look like great, easy fun. My husband says, how to find a crafter? Look at their fingertips and you'll know. Yeah, that's so true, isn't it? Do you find a lot of your ideas from scrolling Pinterest or just come up with them on your own? I look for ideas everywhere. I think about ideas all the time. They run through my head when I'm falling asleep, or I'll see a picture of something and I'll take that idea and run with it and maybe morph it a little bit or just give my own spin on it. Everything is a potential resource for ideas when it comes to crafting. And I think that's a healthy mindset to have, where you have this huge pool of resources to pull from and just have fun. Julie Elizabeth Powell asks, it's almost impossible for me to squeeze the glue out of the fabric fix bottle. Any tips? Yes. Jen Dodson was kind enough to answer her question, but basically the Sugar Bell icing piping bottle that you see me use has a much thinner wall, and it's much easier on the hands to squeeze, and it gives you a thinner bead of glue if you use the little metal tip that comes with it, and it just really saves the day. So yeah, my hands get tired too. They're not super strong hands, and that Sugar Bell icing piping bottle, I'm probably any icing piping plastic bottle will work, but that's the one that was recommended. And I went with it, and I've been happy ever since. Sometimes the glue will ooze out a little bit at the screw threads, but not so much all the time. It's not a huge problem. But I have had to rebuy them, but it was worth it, totally worth it. Nancy, how cute are those, the little paper flowers? I wonder if you can use the decorative scissors on the edges. Yes, you think you could. That would probably be easier. It probably gives different looks to the petals depending on the scissor you use. That's a great idea, actually, Nancy. Thank you for adding that. And a couple other people liked her comment there. So that's an awesome idea. Carol Osborne asks, would a vintage button work in the center of the flower? What a dandy idea. Of course it would, and it would look beautiful. I think that's a great idea. Nancy Norris asks, fun flowers. Could you paint the paper before you cut out the circles for different colored flowers? I'm going to try it and maybe glue one onto a paper clip. Oh, way to go. That'd be awesome. What, you guys are coming up with the best ideas. Debbie Thorson asks, what's the purpose of a junk journal? I love that question. Where do I start? As Pam said, it's fun, but so much more. It's therapeutic. It brings healing to our souls. Okay, I think she's answering somebody else's question. Okay, so thank you for that. It just brings joy. just brings joy. Conference Dur, I think maybe conference director or something. Love your channel. I've searched for the glue bottle tip that you use and can't find anything like it. Can you tell me where to get one? I would try Amazon and look up Sugar Bell's icing piping bottle, and it comes with the little metal tip, and I think you're going to be okay. I think you have to buy the bottle with the tip. I don't know if they sell the tip separately. They might. Hazel and Annika Design. Hi, Pam. Thanks for another quintessentially Pam video. Which was that? Junk Journal Craft Chat from a week ago. No matter where along the junk journal journey, say that five times fast, we've got something to learn from you. Question: how long did it take you to finally begin selling your journals? I would think from 2015 to 2019, maybe not even 2015, but I think that's when I started toying around with it. I try to remember exactly when I started. I know I was drawing back in 2015 because I dated them. And I don't think I dated my earlier journals because I just didn't. That wasn't something that I did. Do I date them now? I think I date them now. I should be dating them now if I'm not. But I have dated some. I would say around 2015 was when I started to play with the paper projects more, and then started selling in 2019. I don't think it would take that long to start selling. You could do it sooner, but I just never thought about selling. And the only reason I started selling originally was to reduce my hoard, because I made so many journals, they were just pouring off my fingers and crowding out our house and home. And my husband said to me, I think it's time you sell some journals. So that's when I put up the Etsy shop, and then nobody knew it was there. So that's when I started the YouTube channel. And then a very nice woman, Gina from Firefly 67, said, you know, I think it's great that you're selling your journals. That's awesome. A lot of people will do that. But she said, I would think it would even be greater if you could show people how to make them. And that just changed everything. So that one line, you never know what you say to somebody, you know, it might catch a little ember there and start an entirely new thing in life. So there you go. Thanks, Gina, for that. You totally opened up my world. Irene Hines asks, what is that glue? Clear looks like hot glue, but not with a gun. I would say it's probably Fabri-Fix. Clear silicone glue glues fabric to fabric, fabric to paper, or paper to paper. It's a very good glue, works very quickly. I love using it. Leanne L., love these. Can I call in sick today so I can play with paper flowers? Okay, that's funny. You guys really like the paper flower video. You can always use paper flowers in junk journaling, right? Rhonda Palmer says, I can't wait to try these. Super cute. Of course, I remember the footsie. Yay! We had races up and down the sidewalk. Why can't I be that coordinated now? It's because I've forgotten how to play. Thanks to you, I'm relearning. Aw, that's great. You deserve all the fun in the world, Rhonda. Glenda Kraut says, me too. Isn't Pam and Sunshine a joy? Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. Thank you, Glenda. Glenda Crouch also asks a question. Here are your cool drawers. No, are your cool drawers from an old desk? Yeah, it's made to look old. I bought it in Hobby Lobby, and it's a like an apothecary or a printer's cabinet with a whole bunch of little tiny drawers, and they just look like the answer to all my prayers at the moment. I haven't seen them in there like that for a while. I would say they're not the strongest things. I mean, you could actually push your fingernails into the wood and make marks, so it's not super strong, but they are super light, which means that even I can take it out of the truck, bring it inside, and set it up all by myself, which I thought was pretty awesome. So a nice trade-off. I didn't mind that. It didn't have to be super strong. It's sturdy. It's just not super heavy. She also said, I'm looking for ways to store and organize. So check out... what day is that? Oh, it was today's video, I think. On how to make a paper organizer pretty easily. I think that might get you rolling. Heather Robinson, when do you think... Not today's, because this is coming out Thursday. Okay, right. So it was Monday's video, I think, of this week. Okay. Heather Robinson asks, when do you think you will have another challenge or maybe a contest? That's a good question. I haven't done that in a while. I'm going to put that back on the idea list. Thank you, Heather, for a good little reminder. Well, you know, I always have two contests every week. It's a scrappy paper contest and a fabric scrappy contest. So check that out on Friday's Craft Chats. All you do is put a comment on the most recent video, and that automatically, the most recent Craft Chat video on Friday, and that automatically enters you for the contest, for both of the contests. Scrappy paper, scrappy fabric, contest for the following Friday. So there you go. The contests are rolling. Andrea Morton asks, what about tags or journal cards that are more horizontal, landscape-oriented instead of the tall portrait-oriented? Have we tried that, Pam? I think we have tried that.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
You can make belly bands and journal cards and tags. No problem if they're horizontally oriented. Just maybe draw some lines horizontally on the back to show the person that that's the way it's oriented. But when you put it in a pocket or a tuck, it doesn't have to stay in that position. If it's a loose piece, you can rotate it vertically, and then they pull it out, they'll look at it horizontally because the picture is horizontal, so not a big deal. J.M. Haven asks, I'm working on a butterfly journal and I'm not liking it. Pam or anyone else, have you ever created a project and then didn't like the result? What did you do afterwards? Oh yes, many, many times. And just remember, there are many ways out of a difficult spot. Number one is walk away and come back and look at it later, because you might like it more than you think. Number two is you always can cover it up. You can take it apart and redesign it and that kind of thing. But there's so many saves where you can just turn something into a collage page if you don't like a particular page. You know, it all depends how much of what you're making you don't like. Do you need to reconstruct the entire cover and the signatures and the spine, or are you just talking a page or two you didn't like? Maybe they came out uneven, or you just don't like the way you designed those pages. You can cover those pages with extender pages, you can turn them into pockets, you can glue two pages together, you can make a pocket out of two pages. I mean, there's just so many ways you can get around that, but keep watching my videos. You're going to see a lot of ways out of difficult spots, because I'm always in a difficult spot and trying to, you know, punch my way out of that paper bag, so hang in tight. I rarely give up on it. She asked, what did you do afterwards? I'll try and find a way through it. And if I can't find it at that moment, I'll walk away and come back and look at it again, reassess. Because your brain will look at things differently on a different day, a different time, different lighting, your different mood, whether your belly's full or not. Things do look differently. And things that I thought were hideous before, I actually kind of liked after. That happens a lot. So give your brain and your imagination a chance to settle, because sometimes it's just a case of overwhelm. Tanya Rogers Butte says, what kind of dog? Maltese. That's my sunshine boy. Linda Cody at Cote at here we're in French. I'm going to try and translate. This is going to be really bad. Bonjour. I love the middle of the little book. Where do you buy your paper and measurer? I think that's what it says. I buy most of my things, well, you know, like eBay, Etsy, Amazon, regular places, or I find them in thrift stores. Hope I answered that question right. Poor translation on my part, sorry. Never Enough Time asked, when will you be putting some fabric bundles on Etsy? I know you have put some up, but they go so quickly. Everything you do is so lovely. Thanks for sharing. I'm actively making them right now. They are 3/4 done. I just have to finish off them. I'm going to put some special surprise, like some gifts inside. It's going to be bonus packs. And so what's going on is they're all up around my banister, and I just have to have the time to go along and complete them. And I have family coming in town for 2 weeks, so that might slow me down a little bit. But I think I will still get them done. Like, once we get it past April 1st, then I think you will see them come very soon. Yes, so I would say that would be the time for maybe the first week in April, second week in April. There should be some coming. Okay, there we go. That's my hope. I have so much fabric. I just need to really cut more and spend more time doing that. And it's easier for me in the beginning part of the month, because the second part of the month I'm focused on DigiKits and making those and uploading those to Etsy and making the newsletter and all that. So that takes up a lot of my my time. But in the beginning, I have a little bit more time to work on projects and journals and things like that. Wilma Jance Van Noordwijk asks, yes, the hoarding monster is always at the door. For me, I am constantly asking, do you hoard to craft or do you craft to justify the hoarding? Isn't that the truth? Thank you for you and Sunbun bringing light. Oh, you're so sweet. Yeah, I could hoard with the best of them. I'm a big collector. I'm Cancer the Crab, my zodiac sign. So I am a little collector, always bringing little things home. But I have had to learn balance and I don't like living in a cluttered environment. So I try to keep my clutter to a minimum in my main house, and I allow my little clutter bomb to be expressed in my craft world, which I try to contain in my dining room. And I have a room upstairs where I also keep stuff up there. So it's, you gotta be able to willing to bring things in, but you gotta be willing to let things go, or else you will be squashed by your own hoard. Dragon Dazed Shadow Wings asks, what can I do with creased cardstock? Is it permanently wrinkled now? I don't know a way to unwrinkle it, but I would say use it to your advantage. Look at it and say, how can I use that wrinkle? Maybe I can ink over it and enhance the wrinkle, and that can be part of the design. That would be where I would go with that. So there you go, folks. I had such a great time getting to know you all a little bit better. Thank you so much for your wonderful questions. And Sunbun and I wish you all the best. Create with reckless abandon, and we will see you all next time. Bye-bye.